What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shari and Javen podcast. I am Javen.
And I'm Shari. Why do we always pause after that? All right, so we are potting again in the morning. This is when we are our best. Any new life updates? I'll go first. It's going to be my birthday this Friday, you guys. It's Aquarius season, and I've been in Aquarius wrath. I've been in full effect. I like to use like the whole month of January as my birthday, but it kind of sucks. My birthday's on the 27th, so I feel like I have to naturally have two of the months because I was almost born in February.
Yeah. Wait. Say that again. Have two of the months.
Yeah, so my birthday is January 27th, and Javen's is March 28th.
Yeah. So she's older than me.
By 2 months, I'm older than him.
That's my OG.
Shut up, Javen.
She's my OG.
Okay, yeah. Well, he likes older women that are 2 months older than him. Every time somebody asks me, they always assume that Javen's like way older than me. I just think it's because of like the beard, and like people always assume that men are older than the women when they date them. But every time I tell them that we're the same age, people are always like looking like, oh, so you guys are really like,
we're the real deal.
You guys are going through the same shit at the same time.
The real McCoy.
So that's pretty much like all my life updates at the moment. Also, you can also subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Yeah, Shari has a new YouTube channel, which is really not really new. We have an old podcast channel that Shari just
took over. Why are you such a hater?
So like all of our kind of like
he
our
said it was okay.
Beginning podcasts are all on that YouTube channel.
Anyways, can you go? Can you stop being a hater?
Wait a minute.
Go. Nobody asked.
My life update is. Let me see. I have been getting up early and working out.
We already talked about that. 4:30
to 4 a.m. We haven't talked about it, Shari. What are you talking about?
Yes, we did.
So I've been getting up. So today,
since you hated on me, I'm hating on you.
Shari stayed in bed today, but I got up.
I got my ass up right now. No, I said today I'm not going to be able to work out and get ready. But yesterday I worked out. Tomorrow I'm going to work out. Since today was podcasting day, I just wanted to focus on getting my ass ready.
Let me tell you what I did this morning. I got up. Took a shower.
I heard
went to the gym. That was like a little stomach burn.
Gut health.
Yeah. Whoa. I got up, took a shower.
He has irritable bowel syndrome. No, I don't.
Got up, took a shower, went to the gym, came back, walked my dog, got ready, set up for the pod, did all the behind the scenes engineering stuff, and now I'm here potting. But for a life update, today I'm going to take a huge test. Today I'm going to take a huge test.
Oh, yeah. You're about to ace it.
I'm about to speed down to take this test. I'll let you guys know once I pass what I'm testing for.
Yeah, don't. You don't even have to tell them. That's nobody's business. I think that's something you should keep personal.
But, yeah, it's pretty personal. But I'm working on changing some things in my life and moving in a different direction. That's kind of like my life update right now.
He's in his grown man era.
Yeah, your boy finna be touching, you know.
Just keep it as is, because you don't want to you don't want to put anything out there. Mm-hmm. Just know that you're going to ace this with flying colors, and it's going to be easy to you, and you're not going to.
I'm doing my due diligence, y'all.
Yeah, so it's going to go well.
One step at a time.
Yes. Okay, so we're not going to do rapid fire today because every time you move, we're doing something else. We were going to do Never Have I Ever on Friday when we were kind of toasted. Mm-hmm. We don't have any alcohol today. We're not going to do that today. But we're going to talk about some things that we've been seeing that are trending. It's not necessarily celeb stuff. It's just like stuff in general that we found that's trending that we want to talk about. So
can we put that on a brief little pause and talk about something that's going on right now?
What?
So the last few days, there's been mass shootings going on in California. There's
would be technically current events going on.
That's true.
So what are you talking about?
Go ahead. I'm open about that. So I just want to take this time out and reflect on what's going on right now. This morning, I believe there was another shooting at a gas station in Oakland. One person was killed, and I think about seven others were injured. And then I think yesterday there were seven other people killed and a couple other injured. And then the day before that, there was 10 people killed, and I think seven people injured.
That's
I could
wild.
Be wrong, but one of them was in Los Angeles County, I believe. And I just wanted to take the time out and just say my condolences for the people who lost their lives and their families. And, you know, just want to just.
Yeah, that's really sad. And RIP to you guys. I feel like those are the kind of things that are you can't predict. And when they happen, it just happens so suddenly. And I feel really sorry for like the victims' families and, you know, the people who got up to work that day. It didn't realize like what they were getting themselves into. And that when I think of like random things that happen that way, it is a little scary because you're like, you don't freaking know when your time is to go. You just literally do your day to day. And, you know, there's a freaking a-hole who I have no words. It's really sad.
Yeah, because I don't know the motives for the first shooter. It was at a dance studio.
That's insane still.
I think it was in Monterey Park. And so I believe the suspect ended up taking this on life. And that's how the cops find
him. Well, why wouldn't he just, if you're going to freaking go try to kill people, why don't you just literally do that? He should have just took his own life instead of killing innocent people. I mean, what the fuck? Now they all have to suffer and he took the easy way out.
No excuse, but always be conscious of how you treat people.
Yeah.
Not saying that this guy's innocent, but, you know, you never know. You can be that last
There's
person.
There's no but.
To,
There's no but to that.
There's no but. But what I want to say is that just be careful how you treat people. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know the motives of the situation, but the person had to be mentally ill. They may have been going.
Oh, for sure. You're literally psychotic if you're willing to take it that far.
Remember, just be kind to strangers. You never know what someone's going through.
All right. So we're going to lighten up the mood and talk about this new series, The Last of Us on HBO Max. We can't wait to dive more into that series. We watched the first episode yesterday, and honestly, if you guys know me, then I love zombie movies. I don't know why. I always find them entertaining, like The Walking Dead and stuff like that. Like, I mean, I kept up as long as I could, but I just find it so entertaining for some reason.
Well, it's not really like a zombie movie. It's more of like a fungus.
Was it?
Like psilocybin is more of like a fungal.
Like, but they're not like full. Well, they're not like the standard zombie.
Yeah, well, they look like zombies.
They do, yeah.
I played the game on PlayStation 4, The Last of Us Remastered, The Last of Us
2.
So
what was it?
So
like
I know everything.
Like a chemical reaction or something? Because why were their heads so enlarged? Mutation.
Well, from episode, that was a clicker. That was a very specific.
Well, let's dive into that like a different time, but we're just giving you some like current things, like current events. Okay. So a popular question that has been going around is it appropriate to gossip with your boyfriend about your friends?
we venture into some uncharted territory.
Well, it was like a super, it was a tweet that had people like up in a frenzy. So I don't know. I mean, I think it depends on like the certain things. Like if your friend tells you like something really personal and they're like, hey, don't tell anyone, like say they got like they caught something or something like that, I don't think that's appropriate to talk partner. No. But if it's like little things where you're like, maybe, I don't fucking know. But then, I don't know. I would just tell my friend. Like, there's nothing that I would say about my friends that I wouldn't say to their face.
Well, I do think there's, like,
code.
Some type of code of conduct.
Yeah. You can't always be like that.
Yeah, so when it comes to, like, friends' secrets, I think you should keep those personal. Mm-hmm. If it's, like, general knowledge, funny stuff, then, like, you can kind of, like, brush over topics or mention things if it comes up, but it should never be like, oh, guess what? So-and-so
if you would never say it in front of them when they're sitting in the same room with you, that's when you know like you're telling someone's business and you need to just shut up.
Yeah, because you know? What if your partner goes tell someone else's business?
Yeah,
your friend's business.
I always use that as a rule of thumb. Like if I wouldn't say this to their face or with them in the room, then I don't need to be saying it. Like you know the things that are okay to talk about and the things that aren't. Some of y'all are out of pocket exposing your friends to your man. They don't need to know every little thing. Like that's your friend. Anyways, but that's our thoughts on that. So recently there was this guy who spent $1 million on his ex-fiance's engagement ring and wants it back.
Yeah, he need that
Is
back.
This wrong?
Definitely in the state of California, especially if the woman calls off the game,
yeah,
she should return the ring. I know this is a very controversial topic. I know a lot of women would say, no, that's mine. He gave me as a gift.
It was a gift.
But when it comes down to it, in reality, if you're not going to marry this man, unless this man is say, hey, you can just keep it. If he wants it back, give it back. Why do you
want to
keep it?
I don't even want it, to be honest. I would launch it at him. Take the fucking ring. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't launch it. I would be like, just take it. I feel like it also depends on like why you guys broke up. Like, what if he messed up and that's the reason why they broke up?
Like I said, if he decided to like say, hey, you can keep it. I don't care about the ring. But I would want it back, to be honest and to be transparent.
Well, we know you would, ring. Mr. Petty himself.
Whoa. Okay, but if it's $1 million ring, you're not going to get granted $1 million for a breakup. Like, that's not a reward you should have.
Why are you assuming that she's going to go and, like, sell it?
What's she going to do, keep it for her next relationship and then wearing around her new boyfriend or a new fiancé? Be like, oh, like, it just, it goes on the ring finger. It makes total sense. And if she, we're going to lie and say you're never engaged. It's like, oh, that's an old engagement ring. Why do you still have it? Why are you still wearing it? It just comes down to it. But everyone's different.
If I got it like that, you can keep it. I don't really... Why would I want it back? I don't want it back.
I beg to differ. It's easy for a woman to say. That's your opinion. But let's say a woman bought a man $1 million engagement ring. She's not going to be like, oh, you can keep it. A woman's going to be like, I need my ring back. Give me it back.
Anyways, that's your opinion. So a lady's son was lost at sea for days and was found by the mother that was searching by boat. So mommy found him.
He was gone. Mommy used her instinct.
I feel like that's the kind of mom I would be. Apparently, she got on like a speedboat and searched him down.
She probably got on that boat, was like, channeling.
She
energy.
Found him.
She's like, oh, that way.
That's that mom energy. Respect. And also, too, apparently they weren't even like really that concerned with looking. What are you doing?
I dropped my phone. You can keep going, though.
I mean, not really, but okay.
What's wrong with that?
So if you've lived in LA or you're on social media, you've probably heard of the Hype House. This is like a house where it's a house in LA, right? For influencers. There's a group of them stay there and they shoot content all day. So this is like for kids pretty much.
Yeah, I've never
like,
heard of it.
So apparently this is available for rent at $50,000 a month. At that point, buy
exclusive.
Some shit.
Exclusive collaborations.
Like it's also $50,000 a month because people have lived in there who are like now Marcus. Famous and
Miley
like
moved Cyrus on. Should stay in his room.
But yeah, $50,000 a month in LA, it doesn't sound like too much of a
what?
Stretch.
I better get every dollar worth. Okay, everybody in this house is going to shoot a video with me. We finna go live every 10
no,
minutes.
No, literally. So they shoot content all day. But I'm pretty sure that they're on some type of contract and they're not getting all of their residuals, you know?
I guarantee you, I don't know. I'm just speaking, but $50,000 sounds like a great marketing scheme.
And these are like, they're probably all under, like, between the ages of, like, 18 to 20 who live there. So, I mean.
Who owns this house?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
really getting it.
So who's really behind the scenes? Because
the house is paid off.
Mm-hmm. So, Cowboys fans got into a wild brawl at the playoff party. Mm-hmm. Some people genuinely, I feel like some people genuinely take sports very, very serious.
Yeah.
But part of it is I think that a lot of people bet. So that's why, you know, on these games, there's people who bet like 50,000, 100,000, millions of dollars. So
I will say Cowboy fans aren't too far off from
Raiders
and Niner fans.
Yeah, well, Niners fans aren't that crazy compared to Raiders.
My dad's a Cowboys fan.
Really? Isn't that so weird? I have family who's literally lived in California their whole freaking life who like the Cowboys. I'm like, why is that? Maybe there's like an old school thing about them that I don't know.
I don't know.
Why are there so many fans where we're from?
There was some stuff going on with Jerry Jones not too long ago when it comes to Cowboys fans, but
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of Cowboys fans are mad, but every year they think it's their year. I don't have a favorite team, to be honest.
Yeah, we're not. Like, I mean, I feel like we're both kind of the same as like if we got tickets and like they were dope seats, we would love to go. But I'm not like coughing up money for it. Personally, I don't really care that much. Yeah. So do you think people are getting too comfortable coughing again?
Every time someone coughs, it's like a...
I almost do feel like I was laughing because this is like another thing that had the internet in a frenzy of, do we think people are getting too comfortable coughing again? And honestly, I do. So I was standing in line and there was this lady coughing and like I felt the air on the back of my neck and I'm like, I don't like that still. I don't think I've ever liked that even pre COVID. Listen. Like, don't cough in public without covering your goddamn mouth. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, so today, funny story, since you bring this topic
that
up.
Happened to you?
This morning I went to the store because I had to go pick up a test. Because I have to, when I go take my test today, I have to prove.
COVID.
Yeah, COVID test. I have to prove that, like, you know, within 72 hours, blah, blah, blah. But the lady who was checking me out, the cashier, whatever you want to, I don't know if I said that backwards, but the cashier checking me out, and she was like, and then she was like, hand me my receipt.
What?
Because I had a COVID test. So she was like.
Oh, she was like getting scared. Like, oh. I know this mother effer doesn't have COVID.
He looks fine, but yeah.
A lot of the times you can't tell. Like, a lot of people. Javen's one of those rare people where he barely ever gets sick. What the hell is...
I've been hand-selected
by
God.
Yeah, look, and as we see it, what's that guy's, that character's name? Is that...
What's that guy? That
Goku?
Character, that's Goku, Ultra Instinct Goku.
Yeah, maybe all that has, like, kind of rubbed off.
He got no... Okay,
so
he got no Goku.
This is our last current story that is trending. So a Utah woman found out she accidentally married her cousin while she was pregnant with... his child.
Utah's a strange place. I'm not surprised.
Utah's beautiful, but I hear a lot of strange stories with the people there for some reason. I've never
been
like that.
She was juiced. I've seen the video and pictures. She seemed like she was
excited. Oh, you've seen it?
I've seen that story, yeah. She
looked
like she was excited. I was
looking at it. Well, I mean, but it seems like she found out late in the game. You're already knocked up with this kid. What are you going to do? Freaking, what are you going to do?
I wonder how she found out that was her cousin.
And she said that she was checking to see, like, it was like they're like third cousins or something like that. And she was like, oh, I'm like, they were looking to see if there would be any like deformities or anything because of that. And I'm just like, bro,
they finna just like, hey, we're going to tie the knot. We're gonna keep
is that bad?
People would say that's some Texas stuff.
No, that's Utah. No, people would say that's some Florida stuff.
Well, Utah is a place where you can have like four wives and stuff.
Allegedly. I don't quote us on that. I have to look at the technicalities.
Based off some religions, like the Mormon traditions, I believe. I don't know much about
Sister
Mormon
Wives
religion.
Was out there.
Yeah, that TV show. I used to
watch. All right. So that wraps up our current events. We are moving along to our first topic. The pros and cons of dating an influencer.
The pros and cons.
Wait, hold on. We're going to dive into it. I just said that's the topic. So how does it affect dating relationships, do you feel?
Dating influencer depends on the scale of the influencer, I would say.
And what they're posting.
What they're posting, how deep they are into it, their psychological state of mind. There's a lot of factors that come into it. It can be an easy peasy smooth, or you can have a girl who likes... Or a guy who's like thirst trapped all day and night, and that's how they get it. So it all depends on you, your maturity, or what you
and the
do
content.
And do not
tolerate. I feel,
yeah.
So like for us, I feel like we're both the same. Whereas when we go to events, or say we go to the movies or this, we're both on the same vibe of like, wait, we need to take content because like, why not? Because when you look back at the things, it's deeper than just taking content. You ever look back at photos of your parents and you're like, wow, that was you when you were 28. That's going to be the things that you show your kids in the future. So like, yes, it's a little different now. You don't have a disposable camera, but we're doing the same shit. It's just easier. Yeah. And it's either on your phone or it's on a camera.
It's on a bigger scale, I would say now.
Yeah. And I don't feel like it can affect your relationship unless you're literally doing stuff that your partner doesn't feel comfortable with.
And it all depends on what phase of life that you met this influencer. Did you guys start influencing together? Or was this girl like already an influencer that you're in her DMs?
Yeah,
and then
true.
You're getting her. And then you're trying to change her lifestyle and she's like, nah.
So how do you balance your personal life and online persona?
It's kind of interesting. I kind of been, my influence productivity has kind of been cut back because I've been focused
on like real life stuff right now.
But it's not easy to balance, to be really transparent. Once you're in it and you're on a roll, it's hard to stop. And when you do stop, it messes everything
yes.
up.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to get back on once you slow down. But it's all of a mind frame thing. It's a mental thing. You just have to produce and edit
your whole freaking life away. So for me, my problem is that like, it is hard for me to balance my online persona and personal life. Like there's days where I'm like, I don't feel like editing or taking content, but then it's like Javen said, if you take too much time off you're just gone with the wind. You have to work that much harder to get back on, you know? But I don't feel like, I feel like I'm myself completely. So I'm myself online and I'm myself in person. So I don't feel like I'm Hannah Montana-ing it and living a double life. Like I genuinely, I'm just myself online, just as I am in person. What about you?
I'm pretty much the same person as you see online, but I don't show that much of my personality online, I would say. I need to do a better job on transmitting that.
Oh, my God. Sorry, guys.
Her 7:30 alarm.
I feel like also, too, I grew up as a very, very shy kid, and there's moments where I show too much of my personality, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to delete this story. Wait, no, I showed way too much of my personality here. You know, like, I don't know why I always... What are you talking about? I don't know why I literally always do that shit. Like if I'm showing too much of an outgoingness, I'm like, let me delete this. I'm scared. I don't know. I'm showing too much of myself. So that's one of my biggest hurdles is that I'm still that shy girl who's trying to break out of my shell completely. And it's very challenging for me.
Fellas, I made a mistake. When an influencer / woman is doing her thing and explaining and talking about herself, don't interrupt. That's her.
Why would you interrupt? Did I interrupt you when you were talking? No, I didn't.
I just said don't interrupt.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have interrupted me in general.
That was her time.
Anyways, does it get annoying that every outing turns into content?
As an influencer.
With Dash, yes.
Male, from a male perspective, when you're in a relationship with a woman, you're... Pretty much you have to drive, and when you do drive, you just be prepared for your partner to be in the passenger seat taking a million photos from start to finish.
It seems like you're jealous.
If you do need help, pretty much help yourself because
SOS.
They're in the middle of taking pictures and trying to coordinate the best lighting. Because as you drive, lighting change, and so the phone position's changing, and if you interrupt that train of thought that they're in or their mode or their vibe, you know, because they're influencing, they're doing their thing, and they're like...
All right, can you talk ever about yourself, or is it always just about ragging on me?
What? You know what?
That wasn't even the question.
What was the question again?
I said, does it get annoying that every outing turns into content? This MFR right here is the one who takes content, too, so I'm just, like, really, like, amazed at how you're acting like
annoying.
You don't take content.
The thing is that I like to take
content... He just never posts.
...about, like, landscapes and, like...
That's you! Don't judge me because I like taking selfies.
I'm not judging because of that.
What the hell? That's not my fault.
I do like taking content, but it's a process. So, like, if you want to get good shots and if you want to, like, get what you came to get, you have to be willing to be patient. And not all the time you have the time, and so you have to make sure that you're on schedule and you're doing things and make sure that if you are with someone else, they understand what you're doing, what you're trying to do.
Oh, my gosh. All I keep hearing is do. Okay, so how does your partner feel about your influencer status and the attention it brings to your relationship? I'll go first. Me, personally, I don't know. I went through a phase where I was, like, I want to, like, be a little bit more private online as far as, like, my relationship goes. Because as you guys know, like, obviously, we've been known in the past to have this, like, staticky relationship. And I got to this point where I was like, all right, I can just give you guys what I want. I don't have to literally overly post. You guys can see how we interact on our YouTube or on our podcast and stuff like that. I never wanted to turn into one of those obnoxious Instagram couples that do everything together and that our page literally turns into a couples page. I don't know. So that's kind of been how I balance it. And I don't really mind if Jamin gets attention on Instagram. I mean, hello, why would I care? He's literally only going to be this young for so long and, you know, own it.
I feel like since I've been so public with my relationship on Instagram, I kind of reeled back on some of the content that I used to post and how I used to expose myself. I'm more shaping myself to like a man in relationship type of page, which isn't like good or bad, I would say.
Yeah.
But when it comes to my partner and her Instagram and stuff like that, I don't say it bothers me. I do like for her to be a free spirit, be herself and post. I do not want a super clustered couple relationship type of page.
So we're pretty much
like to see myself and my own personal growth independently and not on my partner or the reliance of my partner. So I do think that we should have our own individuality and express ourselves in our own way without having to have each other flooded out throughout our page, because I do think it kind of hinders you and puts you in a certain type of category. Yeah. And I just want to be me, want to be free. Every once in a while, she does a guest feature on my page, which is fine. She has her own little thing, cameos, whatever. But outside of that, I don't want to have that kind of page. And so I do like my independence and I do like her independence. I want to see myself grow and prosper in my own way without having to put myself in this super couple-y category.
And I think it's also good too, because like, so anytime I post, it's like Javen gets to see like, oh, you still have your own life, and like, oh, you surprised, oh, you posted today. It's still like an exciting thing to see that you have your own things going on.
What like, about our picture?
Like, I feel like we're the type of couple who will post like every few months or so, like randomly, but we also don't want to freaking rely on couple content in order for you guys to like vibe with us. Like, I want you guys to know us individually and then realize, oh, this is why they work as a couple. Don't like just put us in that bubble, like Javen said. Do you feel pressured to look damn near perfect everywhere you go, or are you chill about it?
I'm pretty chill and low-key. I'd rather not. As I got older, like, I don't want to attract a bunch of attention to myself. I'd rather be, to be honest, I'm the kind of guy who would drive economy cars still, even if I had millions of dollars.
Hell yeah. What yeah. the hell? I'm not good. I don't ever feel like I have to show out for other humans. Like, if you want to judge me for the way that I live my life, guess what? I don't care. You're not paying my bills. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have to answer to you. You're not God. I mean, it is what it is. I feel like for me, I go based on my mood. Like, there's times where I'm like, okay, I want to put eyeliner, lashes, do the whole thing. And then there's times where I literally don't wear makeup at all. So I don't ever feel pressured. But what I do feel is, depending on the situation, if we go to a museum or if we go to dinner, show up and show out. Don't come here looking crazy. But it's like a time and a place kind of thing, you know?
I'm more of a low-key kind of guy.
Yeah, same. Well, not like guy, said, but I'm low-key.
Attention is cool and all, but it's a double-edged sword. And so, like, in the past, you used to be, like, out and about and be identified. You get random messages like, hey, Javen, mm-hmm. that's you. I don't like that feeling.
It's it's violating sometimes.
So I like to just be low-key. If I pop out, I pop out. I get dressed. Outside of that, though, I'm more like, I'm not saying I'm a Bill Gates fan, but I'm more of like, I want to be able to walk down the street and you not be able to be like, oh, that guy's a millionaire. Oh, that guy has a bunch of money. Like, I do not want that kind of attention.
No, heck no. And getting older is realizing that. Like, there's people who do like that kind of attention. We are definitely more like low-key, like out of the way kind of people.
And people will test you, and then you put yourself in situations where people want to mess with you and play with you.
Yep.
Now you're swinging on people or this and that. And it's like, you just like, it's just not, it's too much. It's too much.
So this ties into, do you have a pressure to keep a specific public image just in general?
To be really honest, a professional public image is the kind of the way I would like to go and like to keep.
Yeah.
I do think public image does mean a lot. We live in a day and age of perception, and how people see you is how they view you, mm-hmm. outside of who you really are. No one really wants to know who you really, really, really are. And to be honest, and nowadays the truth is more interesting than the, a lie is more interesting than the truth.
Yep.
And so I'd rather just keep myself clean and just, you know, move in silence and make sure my public image is nice and clean cut.
And public image, I feel like it does follow you, but I also feel like it's interchangeable. You can always change the trajectory of how people view you based on the effort that you do to change yourself. So obviously in the past, you know, people have literally viewed us as being like this argumentative, whatever couple, but it's like, when people get to know us, they start to see, oh, wait, you guys are actually chill. You're just very opinionated.
And what's funny about that stuff, when people were judging us based off that stuff and on TV, we was off the Henny that they kept feeding us. And so you don't know that. So what you see is what you get.
We were whispering to each other, and also, the mics just caught on to it. And anytime people are around me and Javen, I'm like, this is the thing. We are opinionated free spirits. When we were younger, we were way more opinionated. The older we get, the more we are learning. And this is coming from people. We didn't have an example of a relationship growing up, both of us. So we are the people in our family who are like kind of like breaking generational curses and figuring out how to communicate better. So it's like a whole learning process. And I don't care. I'm not hard on myself because nobody makes it out alive. And like I said, we can all, as long as you are breathing, you can change the trajectory of your life. We are not perfect. We will say that. But we're learning better ways to communicate as far as like if something bothers us, instead of like literally raging and like being like, oh, you don't understand me. It's more turning into, all right, let's just have our space and then reconnect when we're able to just speak clearly, you know? Yeah. It's a whole thing. We've been giving ourselves therapy, you guys. Mm-hmm. Dr. Phil over here. So what time is it? So we can move on to the next topic. This is going to be pretty quick. The role of independence in relationships. Javen hates this. So how do you define independence in a relationship?
Independence is not competing in challenging your partner. Independence is being yourself, being productive, working towards your goals and the goals as a couple. But also at the same time, you know, just being respectful of your environment and people around you without causing or inflicting
controversy,
harm or imposing your ideals or views on, you know, your partner or your relationship.
So I define independence in a relationship as keeping your independent life, like, kind of separate from like what it is to be in a relationship. You can't combine everything in your relationship. I don't think that's healthy. Now, it's nice if you guys are on the same wave and you both wake up, you both go to the gym and you can have, you know, you have like a team or a partnership. But I do think that having independence in a relationship, it's great. But I also think that you should, like say you're going somewhere, it's okay to tell your partner. Like, that's not being controlled. That's literally having respect and decency, right?
Yeah, in the comment section, I want y'all to let us know your ideal, your ideas and what you guys think about independence in a relationship. I want to hear you guys' thoughts and opinions.
So how do you balance individual goals and aspirations while maintaining a successful relationship?
Let's say this. A relationship is a full-time job. Outside of whatever you have going on, it's like stacking objectives and goals all into one grand, you know, itinerary, I would say. It's not easy, but you still have to do you, aka like work on your goals and work on the things that you're working on, go to work, make money or whatever else is you're doing in your life. But you also have to make sure that you're in your relationship and you're working towards your relationship goals, which is a whole separate thing. It's like being enrolled in 30 credits every semester in college, you know? It doesn't stop. It's an ongoing thing.
But I do think it's important to always have your goals that you had even as like a kid. So before you even knew me, you still were Javen as a kid and you had your own goals and aspirations that you wanted to seek out as an adult man, you know? And I don't know why, and I know I'm not the only person. It's like I don't have a connection to my child self, if that makes sense. Like I'll look at photos of myself as a kid and I'm like, who is that little girl? You know?
That's because you
it's
lost
so
yourself.
Weird. I'm but I don't even know like what. It's almost like I've like completely like blanked out of my childhood. I mean, I disassociate. Maybe that's a trauma response, but I don't freaking know. All I can go off of is like what my goals are now. And I feel like even as a kid, I was just always so independent. And I knew that I always wanted to do everything by the rule book, AKA like, you know, go to college, graduate high school, get married, have children. And I feel like I've been kind of like on that trajectory and I've been doing things according to that subconsciously. So I don't really know.
Don't
I'm still figuring it out
down.
By the day.
Don't let yourself down. Look at your pictures as a child and be like,
I do,
remember.
But I don't feel connected. It's so weird.
You,
it is so strange.
You.
So let's see. How do you deal with feelings of jealousy or insecurity when your partner wants to spend time alone or to pursue their own interests? I don't feel like we have that.
I don't have that. I can say there's times when I do want to spend time with my partner and then her phone's occupied most of her time or her headphone. I go off and I go do my own thing. And then here she comes 10 minutes later when I'm in my zone, do my own thing. Now she has time.
I don't bother you whenever he's doing stuff, he is so like, I'm busy. So everything you're saying to me is the same shit you do to me. I just don't take it personal. Cause if you're busy, you're busy. How do you handle the transition from being single to being in a relationship and maintaining your independence?
Well, I would say it's a whole process. You can't just become a relationship guy or gal overnight. It's a whole process of domestication in some sense. it all just, you know, you first got cut off all ties from people that you're dealing with. Then you have to like wrap your mind around the whole concept of being in a relationship. Do you even know how to be in a relationship? What is a relationship? What do you want out of a relationship? So you have to kind of over time formulate those thoughts and process things and kind of communicate with your partner, all while you're kind of auditioning slash on probation for the first 1 to 2 years with this person to figure out if it's going to work. And then you kind of get off probation and kind of move forward to the next phase of relationship after about 2.5, 2 years.
I feel like it takes like at least 3 years to really kind of get behind that representation layer of a person where you're like, oh, this is your thing. Got it. Noted. Now I'm seeing you in a different, once you see that, it's like, okay, the veil is unlifted. I see exactly who you are. Mm-hmm. So I would say that as far as like independence and decision making in a relationship, I think that those kind of things can be a little bit difficult in certain instances. Like, for example, there's certain careers that maybe, you know, me or Javen can't do because you have to consider your partner. Like, if you had a traveling job, for example, and you would be gone for like 6 months to a year, you would literally have to consider your partner before taking on that job. And that can kind of come in between your own goals and your own independence.
And that, at that point, I don't think you're in a position to date anyone.
Do you want to elaborate at all anymore?
No,
I don't. That? Okay. So we're going to pick our two funny topics that we've found. So these are quick stories on people who have lived double lives. So the first one is, it's called Affairs. My uncle runs a business hooking up internet in hotels. He travels all over the West Coast for it. Recently, he asked my aunt to have an open relationship. Turns out most of his business trips were actually trips to go meet with his business partner, whom he has been having an affair with for the last year or two. This business partner has even had 2 pregnancies with my uncle.
Whoa.
Both were miscarriages, but both were also intentional. My aunt and uncle have been married for 12 years and have a 5-year-old son. My aunt also has terminal cancer. He's been introducing their son to his mistress as their son's new mommy without my aunt's knowledge. Wait, this is the first time I'm reading this, so I'm blown away. Needless to say, that open relationship isn't happening. They're getting divorced. That took a turn that I did not expect.
He a low down dirty dog.
Yeah. What the hell? She has terminal cancer.
And then you out taking business trips, AKA.
He was introducing their already 5-year-old son to his mistress, saying, this is your new mommy. Yeah, oh, he's out of pocket.
He ain't no good.
All right. So next story quickly, because we are on a time crunch. So, nutshell background, about 7 years ago, my brother was struggling with addiction, using almost any and everything, though alcohol was the DOC, drug of choice. We have a really long family history of alcohol use disorders. He dropped out of school and spent a few years bouncing around treatment centers and sober living houses. So basically, I'm not going to go fully into this, but basically this dude has been saying that he was going to college for 4 years when realistically he was like drunk and going through sober, like living houses. So they have these houses where they're pretty much like rehab houses. I have family members who have gone through those. Like my uncles, they went through those.
So was he actually studying any curriculum?
No, he was lying to his family the whole time. And really he has a bad like alcohol addiction.
What if he's getting like certificates and stuff?
He's not. He's lying. Hold on. Let's see how they found out so we can zip through this. Whoa, this was a lot longer than I thought. Okay, so turns out he never enrolled back into school. He just moved back to con my parents into paying rent and utilities for 3 years and spent 4 days a week boozing, gaming, and sleeping. No one knew this was going on. He invested so much into his double life that he had his whole family and all his friends fooled. That actually sounds miserable, to just drink and booze and like wake up. That feeling of being hungover, I don't wish that on anybody. It mm-hmm. freaking sucks.
Maybe after a while it goes away.
Oh, and I'm pretty sure like you just will get a burger or something and yeah. You don't get drunk like that anymore when you constantly drink. But yeah, those are our last two little interesting stories that I found about people living double lives. Any concluding statements?
Be honest and upfront. If you sneaking.
Break up, bro.
Yeah, it's just kind of like crazy because what if your partner's doing the same thing to you?
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Shar and Javen podcast. Subscribe and we'll see you next episode.